Mark Roberts is a Christian pastor, writer, speaker, blogger, and consultant to various Christian organizations. He likes to tell the story of when he was 16 years old, and his parents wanted to send him to a Christian youth camp on the west coast of Canada. Well, Mark did not want to go, partly because he wouldn't know anybody there, and partly because he thought it would really be boring, a Christian youth camp. So his parents tried to appeal to Mark's love of nature, particularly the mountains, hoping that would persuade him to go, and Mark would have none of that. So his parents finally suggested that he pray to God to see what God wanted him to do. So in prayer, Mark told God, I'm going to open the Bible, and I'm going to put my finger on the first page I come across, and if you want me to go to that camp, if that passage says to do it, I'll go. If it doesn't, I'm not going. Well, you can imagine the favor, the odds were in Mark's favor. So he opens the Bible, he puts his finger on the first page he comes across, and he looks down, and it happens to be these two sentences from Psalm 65. Oh God, you set the mountains in place, and you still the seas, the roaring of their waves. Those who dwell at earth's farthest bounds, you make shout with joy. So the Christian camp that his parents wanted to send him to were in the Canadian mountains, overlooking the waves of the Pacific Ocean. And it was way, way far away from the rest of civilization. So the words mountain, sea waves, earth farthest bounds, and joy finally persuaded Mark to go to the camp. And he said later it was one of the greatest experiences of his life. In the summer of his 16th year, Mark Roberts experienced the authority of God. And his experience frames our reflection on our gospel reading today. The concept of authority can be viewed in different ways. Some people see it as influence, and some people see authority as power. As influence can be associated with the effort to shape or form a person's thought or behavior, while power can be seen as the effort to control someone or manage someone. So when we look at this gospel reading today, Jesus certainly exercises his authority, but he does it in both ways, as influence and as power. So let's briefly look at that gospel reading. As Jesus begins his public ministry, he goes to Capernaum, a fishing village on the northwest coast of the Sea of Galilee. And there he enters the local synagogue, where two things happen. First, Jesus teaches the people gathered there. And as Mark tells us, they're awestruck by the authority by which Jesus teaches. Now, we need to understand why they were so amazed at him. Traditionally, in Jesus' day, the teaching technique of rabbis was rather bland. They would either quote famous rabbis, and that would be it, or they would simply restate traditional beliefs. Boring. But Jesus taught, he must have taught, Mark doesn't tell us what Jesus taught, and that's kind of typical in the Gospel of Mark, because he's more concerned about the reaction to Jesus. So when Jesus teaches, he must have drawn on his personal insights and reflections. and likely presented those with great conviction and confidence. Well, for the crowd, that was fresh. That was new. And that's why they thought, this man has authority. So as a consequence, Jesus exercises that authority as influence. The second thing that happens in that synagogue is that Jesus encounters a man with an unclean spirit. Now again, we need to be reminded that in Jesus' day, people believed in evil spirits, in demons. And they believed that demons could get inside of people and wreak havoc in their lives, physically or mentally, with some degree of illness or suffering. So, in the synagogue, when Jesus enters, he's confronted by this evil spirit who resents Jesus' encroachment on its territory. And so he invokes Jesus' name and identity, which up to this point, Jesus has kept hidden. The demon says to Jesus, "What do you have to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." So the demon takes on Jesus. And maybe with those words, he's trying to distract Jesus or catch Jesus off guard, or maybe even try to gain some control over Jesus by invoking his name. Whatever the demon's trying to do, it's all futile. And so Jesus, by his word, says to the demon, "Be quiet and come out of him." And the demon is forced to do that. And once again, Mark notes that the reaction of the crowd is amazement at Jesus' authority. That Jesus had the power to expel this demon by his word alone. So as a consequence, Jesus demonstrates his authority as power. So this gospel reading highlights divine authority, both as influence and power, which God seeks to have in our lives. On the one hand, God uses his authority to influence, to guide. God uses his authority as influence to guide, inspire, and motivate our thoughts, our decisions, our behavior. And on the other hand, God uses his power for our good in whatever form that might take. As a teenager, Mark Roberts became aware of divine authority. God's influence guided Mark's decision to go to that Christian summer camp. God's power made sure that Mark Roberts had a great experience while he was there. You and I think, by this gospel reading today, are invited to reflect, are invited rather to be more attentive and responsive to God's authority in our lives. So with that in mind, I'd ask you the following questions. Have you experienced God trying to influence you in some way? We should all have that experience, by the way. Have you had that experience? And what good came from that influence for you? So that's one question. Another question would be, how have you experienced God's power at work for you? And again, what good came from that? Now for Mark Roberts, his experience of divine authority would have a huge effect on his life. He would grow to trust God. He would eventually come to surrender his life to God. He would even become a Christian minister. Well, finally, how has God's authority, your experience of it, made you more trusting, cooperative, and submissive to God? As you ponder our gospel message today, let us remember how God describes the value of his own authority in the book of the prophet Isaiah. In that book, God says, "My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish my purpose." And since that's all geared to our good, those are wonderful words to hear.